The monster hurricane has come to illustrate climate change for the public, but not for weather experts. There's no scientific consensus on whether a warmer world will mean a lot more destruction from storms like Hurricane Katrina. Actually, there's so much disagreement that a scientific debate can turn into an intellectual smackdown. That's just what happened last night at the American Meteorological Society meeting in New Orleans. NPR's John Hamilton had a ringside seat.
Hurricane science can be pretty hard to follow, even up close. Here's Greg Holland of the National Center for Atmospheric Research.
Second, to go down to the bottom, the standard parameters are vorticity 10 to the minus 5, relative humidity 50%.
But it's easy to tell when scientists disagree. Here's Holland in an exchange with Christopher Lancy of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Can you answer the question?
I'm not going to answer the question because it's a stupid question.
Okay, let's move on.
Holland and Lancy represent the extremes in the debate about global warming and hurricanes. Holland thinks it will have a big effect. Hurricanes are powered by warm water, after all. Lancy thinks the effect will be small because it takes a lot more than warm water to make a hurricane. Each uses the historical record to support his position. Holland uses it to show a rise in the number of the most powerful hurricanes. Lancy says that apparent rise is probably because the historical record is faulty. Before satellites, a lot of storms at sea probably went undetected. And even a few decades ago, storms like Hurricane Wilma in 2005 probably would have been underestimated.
If Wilma happened in 1950, 1955, 45, we wouldn't know it was a Cat 5. We wouldn't know it was the strongest hurricane on record.
Lancy and Holland were among a half dozen scientists who took part in a debate about climate change and hurricanes. Early on, the scientists pummeled each other with claims and counterclaims involving data sets and computer models. But then, late in the afternoon, the discussion changed. Kerry Emanuel from MIT described his work linking climate change to the total energy produced by hurricanes. Then he reminded his colleagues that they were in New Orleans.
All this debate we're having up here is a little irrelevant for practical, you know, coastal concerns unless you're worried about 200 years from now, maybe. What people want to know is whether they're going to get clobbered.
Johnny Chan from the University of Hong Kong added that many governments outside the U.S. need to know now whether they should start planning for extreme weather.
We as scientists are actually responsible for helping the governments to answer that question. We may not be able to answer it perfectly right now, and that's why we're doing all this, is to try to answer, at least provide some guidance.
By the end of the session, panelists were emphasizing things they could agree on. Thomas Knudsen of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration acknowledged the scientific uncertainty about how much climate change will affect hurricanes. But he said even a small effect could eventually cause big problems.
We may not experience it ourselves in our lifetime, but our grandchildren and such would. And I think that we owe it to future generations to understand as best we can what we're doing to the planet, particularly things which may be quite damaging.
Like a Category 5 hurricane. John Hamilton, NPR News, New Orleans.